If you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne Show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 1043WOMC or WOMC.com.
So when you sit down later today, Joanne, and start to buying things left and right on Amazon Prime, theoretically saving tons of money, do you have a budget for yourself, or does Eric give you a budget, or is it unlimited? You just buy what you want and buy what you need without regard to how much the bill is going to be.
No. I don't just go on and go, ooh, look at that amazing deal on that television. I think I'm going to buy it, like, if I don't need a television. You know what I mean? I'll just be looking for Christmas gifts for people. So, you know, I mean, I don't...
No household objects?
No. I don't think so. And I actually find it dangerous to go on these sites without a plan. You have to have a plan. Because if you don't have a plan, right... Jason, if you don't have a plan, you're going to be bankrupt by tomorrow.
Okay, right? I agree with you on that, but there is one thing that I'm actually looking for, and I'm going to, hopefully it's on the Prime Day today. It's a mat that goes over your grill, so you can grill stuff on that mat, and it still gives the grill marks, but then it's easier cleanup of your grill. It's like a copper mate or something like that.
I've seen it, yes.
I want that.
I like it.
But wait, did you guys see it in an infomercial? Because we know how you are with infomercials, Jim.
Yes. That's where I saw it.
I did.
Yes, it was a made-for-TV special. Yes, it was.
It goes in the dishwasher and everything, so.
Yes, that's right.
A grill mat. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. So, but I'm like me going into the grocery store, and you know when you get to the checkout lane and you're waiting because the guy in front of you is a little slow? Mm-hmm. And you start picking stuff off the gum and the mint and the candy bar things and all of the extras that are... impulse buying. That's me on Amazon Prime. They have all these little things that pop up that say, this is a new and it's a special. Well, that's shiny. I like it. I'll buy one of those. That's how I do it. And it's ugly. It's ugly. Don't be like me.
Too much with that 2-day shipping. Last night I drank wine and shopped online while I was a little tipsy. Last night I had to buy things I don't need because the prices were slipping. And I bought way too much on Prime Day. Charge because I bought way too much on Prime Day.
Woo! Jace, I found your grill mats.
You did?
I did.
All right.
And one of them is a Prime Day deal. $19 to $11. Lots of varieties for you, though, all right?
Very nice. Yes. You know you're in trouble when I look on top of my Prime page and there are two shopping carts.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne Mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Detroit's greatest hits. Good morning. JJ, Joanne, Jason on board Amazon Prime Day. And also, there is a big event taking place at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today. Big announcement from Apple.
Yeah, regarding the new iPhone, which was delayed, of course, because of COVID, right? Three words we never want to hear again. But this is interesting. I wonder if they picked this date because of this. Did you know that the first cell phone call was made on this date in 1983? 1983, if I'm doing the math right, 37 years
ago. Who called me?
Not you, but listen, this is fascinating. Ameritech Mobile connected wirelessly to the grandson of Alexander Graham Bell.
No.
Is that awesome? Yes.
No, they did not.
They did, according to this, and I believe everything I read on the internet. That's pretty cool. So,
yeah,
no, it is true. But I sold cell phones, you guys, when they first came out. After I had graduated from high school, I think it was after my freshman year of college, my sister Jill and I sold. They were bag phones at the time. Do you remember those?
We had ones.
Think back. And at first they went in like the trunk of the car, the big cell phones. The first ones went in the trunk, and then the bag phones allowed you to put it like on the seat next to you. And they were
insane.
A lot. They were like $1,500 to $2,000.
I remember my dad had one, and it had like the antenna that you had to run through the car and stick up outside the car. And thing rang, and you're like, what? Oh, my God. The phone's ringing in the car.
Yeah. And it was crazy to try to sell them, because back then it was trying to convince someone that they needed a phone with them in the car. And think of how foreign that concept was at the time.
I needed no convincing. I'd been waiting for it all my life. I bought the first one ever. In fact, I still have my original cell phone number. And you can tell because my number ends in 2200. Who? Wow. And by the way, that's like, I love having that number, but it's a curse because when I call people who don't know my number, it's like a business is calling them. They don't answer it. They will not answer it with a number that ends in 00. They think it's like the cops or, you know, the CIA checking
or a
in. But I remember
collector.
My first phone in the mid 80s. And it cost $1,346. I'll never forget that as long as I live. And it was the kind that first bolted into your trunk, then they wired it through your car like Mickey Shore and put a magnetic antenna on your roof.
I knew you looked familiar to me, Jim. I think I sold you that phone. Just a pup, just a teenager.
You know what? You've sold me a lot of bill of goods along the way, Joanne. And we haven't even known each other that long.
JJ and Joanne, mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
You know, one thing I got to say about Apple, they're pretty good at keeping the details of what their new products are going to be under wraps and have people guessing like crazy. Remember, it was several years ago when there was rumors out there about the new iPhone was coming out that actually had a holographic display.
Yeah.
All you have to do is set the phone there and it would project the image of your screen on the tabletop right in front of you. Could actually use that holographic image to do stuff. Never came to pass.
Yeah, no.
And then I'm reading one of the things I just read a minute ago about the new iPhone 12, which today they're going to make the announcement. We think it's the iPhone 12. It's it happens this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and they're going to reveal something. Anyway, one of the articles I just read said there's the camera on this new iPhone 12. You could zoom 30 times. They said it could take pictures from miles away.
Whoa.
Almost like a spy camera. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a hell of a camera.
And an optical zoom versus digital? Because, you know, a lot of times with these phones, you zoom in, but it's a digital zoom, so it kind of pixelates.
Yes.
As opposed to the optical zoom, which is a true zoom. I don't know.
The phony pictures they put up as an example of what the phone could do were crystal clear. You could see a guy way off in the distance riding like a ski lift thing. And then with the zoom, you could actually read what the guy was reading, holding in his hand on the thing. Yeah.
It's a spy camera.
Right.
Also, the word is that this is going to be the first phone that's going to be able to connect to 5G.
Right.
That's
first
a huge
Apple
thing.
Phone, yep.
First Apple phone to connect to 5G. And I've also heard rumors that there's going to be a new magnetic charger on this thing. It's it's like a circle ring on it, and it attaches right to it, and you don't have to plug it into that. Yeah.
Well, there's wireless charging.
But coming from Apple, there's wireless charging, but that's not Apple stuff, right? Isn't that how it works right now? So
Right.
It's 1 o'clock.
Well, there's other things. They've had laptops before that had magnetic chargers. You didn't have to find the hole and stick it in. You just got it close, and it sucked it right up to the side of the thing and charged it.
Yeah. Well, the Apple Watch does that. I think Lauren's bought herself one of those, and I think that's got a magnetic charger on it. So
yes.
So we'll see.
Wearing one now.
Oh, all right. How about that? You are an early adopter, JJ. Look at you.
Oh, I've had this for a while. I'm ready for the upgrade to the, what is it, Series 6? I think that's where they are now. The one that takes your temperature and your blood oxygen.
Pulse oxygen,
tells you if you've got tachycardia or not. Calls 911 if you do.
Tell you if you have COVID. This is good.
That'd be crazy.
That will be that will be the Series 7 watch. COVID tracking.
JJ and Joanne Mornings. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
All right, you guys, laugh all you like. Jason, what was the date of my prediction, by the way? I think it was back in June sometime.
It was like June 3rd or something like that.
Do you have that handy or no?
Not right now, no.
Okay, all right, fine. The prediction was, as 2020 rolls along, we've always been asking ourselves, what could possibly happen next? Well, my prediction back in June was that aliens.
Mm-hmm. The October surprise.
Mm-hmm. So.
Has it happened?
The ball. It's getting close.
We're halfway
A new division of the Defense Department has already been created to monitor and investigate unidentified flying objects, a government entity.
Are they called the X-Files?
This is according to Fox News business anchor Maria Bartiromo, who has a lot of credibility.
Yeah.
In fact, in an interview with Donald Trump yesterday, she asked whether UFOs were a real thing. You want to know what Trump said?
What?
He did not commit himself on the question. He replied, "I'm going to have to check on that."
A politician not committing to an answer?
No.
He's not a politician.
Wow.
He answers everything. And by the way, wouldn't that be the first question you would ask a president if you sat down with Donald Trump for an interview? Wouldn't that be the first words out of your mouth? It would be mine.
No, it wouldn't be mine.
Yeah, that'd be the first question for you, JJ, is
Are aliens real? Are there aliens?
That's all I want to know. Thing you'd ask
That's
the
all
president.
I want to know.
I want to know, can I see the Book of Secrets? The president's book. I want to see.
Is there such a thing as that even, Jason? Yeah, there is. But
I think there's as much of an opportunity for that to be real as there is aliens to be real.
I don't know. Think Roswell, 1951, dude.
I don't know. My dad wasn't even born in 1951, so I don't believe anything before then.
All right, wait a minute. What is the date today? Because JJ keeps saying the October surprise. What are we at? What's the date? The
13th.
October 13th.
Okay.
We got
18 days left for this to come to fruition for you.
And believe me, why would people have a credible journalist like Maria Bartiromo moving the ball down the field, nudging slowly, inch by inch, toward revealing the answer? They're conditioning us for this alien October surprise. That's what they're doing.
Okay. Well, if you are right someday, I will say I am wrong. I am sorry. Okay? Get
up in the morning. JJ and Joanne. Mornings. 104.3 WOMC.
And now for our presidential fact of the day.
America.
Exactly 3 weeks from today. Many of us will be casting our vote for President of the United States on the 3rd of November. That's just 21 days from right now.
A lot of people are already voting. Make sure you go to our website if you need to learn any more about how you can vote early.
There you go. So we thought it'd be fun to take a look back at old-timey presidents, facts in presidential history. And today we go back to 1943. The president then, Jason, was?
1943. Was that... I don't know.
FDR.
FDR, okay.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He boarded a Pan Am flight from Washington, D.C. to Casablanca, French Morocco, to meet with British Prime Minister Winston Churchill to discuss tactical plans for the next phase of World War II, a highly secretive mission.
Yeah, but you may say, okay, so big deal. He flew over there. Well, get this. The trip marked the first time a U.S. president had flown on a plane while in office. The flight today, right, if you're flying over there, takes, let's say, about 7 hours. Mm-hmm. It took 3 days back then.
Wow.
And security was very tight. In fact, the passenger manifest listed FDR as Mr. Jones.
Ooh.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, but I was saying, I mean, I have to think there are other people.
That's the name I register under hotels in, by the way. Just
yeah.
How does I asked this question to you, JJ, because I'm like, you're flying across an ocean 3 days. Like, what did they? You said they stopped at like islands.
Well, yeah, they would
islands
stop at like Hawaii or whatever, you know, whatever islands are out there in the ocean, Joanne, because it wasn't like a jet engine; they were propeller engines, so they didn't go as fast.
Well, yeah.
And they didn't need the long runways. So you can pretty much land in a lot of places.
Land them anywhere.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get there now to figure out all of the places they stopped along the way. But that would be part of the problem because he's exposing himself everywhere he goes. Nobody knew he was going on this mission. Nobody.
Wow.
For security reasons, as you said. Yeah, so.
Wow.
President Mr. Jones, first time on an airplane for a sitting president.
Now the president can't even go to the bathroom without the press knowing about it, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. New times today.
Detroit's greatest hits. Good morning.
JJ and Joanne. 104.3 WOMC.
Here's JJ's question of the day. How many spatulas does one man need in his life? Because I got
about one more than I have, apparently.
I don't know. This is sort of funny. You put a post up on our Facebook page, by the way, at 1043WOMC or facebook.com/1043WOMC. And you'll see a pretty picture of Joanne's utensil drawer. Now, we all have junk drawers.
Pretty picture.
I have to say, it's
full and it's pretty messy.
No, I would say it's fairly organized. You even actually have a couple of extra little baskets in there.
Okay, no. Okay, this is funny.
Are you looking at the same picture, JJ?
So exactly. All it takes for JJ to consider it being organized is that I have a couple, like you said, they're not baskets, but they're little, like, organizational little holders.
Yes, so, you've got three different trays in there.
Right, but everything's just thrown in there. So it's not like they're organized in those little things. It just separates.
How else are you supposed to do it? Each of these things, like the spaghetti spoon you have there, the one with the prongs on it.
Yes.
What do you
call
that?
Which I never use, by the way. I don't know. And yes, you know what? That often gets caught in the drawer when I open it. Yes. So I think I just need to throw that one out.
Well, if you look at mine, and it's the bane of my existence, I have a potato masher, which I use once every 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
To mash potatoes with. I like mashing potatoes by hand instead of by machine. Yeah. Because I'm a guy who actually likes the lumps in my potatoes. Little ones. A lot of butter. Little lump.
You know, I'm looking at some of the comments here. Robin, Sally, a few others are saying, man, I wish mine was as neat of a drawer as Joanne's.
She's got organizational tubs in there. She's got troughs
they're not
for
organized.
Certain things.
Linda posted one of hers, and it is just a hodgepodge of stuff. I see a ice cream scooper, melon scoopers. I see silicone handle holders. There's
actually a
part of a ball jar there that doesn't look like it doesn't have the top.
I really should go through mine. The reason why I thought about this, by the way, yesterday is I saw a story about culinary clutter. And they're saying that it's a thing. You know, Maria Kondo talks about our closets and all that stuff and how we got to go through our drawers and our closets, but that there's a lot of clutter in your kitchen that can make you feel disorganized. Are you reading more comments and getting a kick out of the... Yeah.
Jerry Green says, this is one of the two drawers my wife thinks we need.
The person who did this consider culinary clutter and what you can do about it was a cheapism. The website cheapism says, if you want to declutter, get rid of single-use gadgets, like, for example, JJ, your potato masher. Maybe you have a banana slicer. I use a knife for
that. What is
a
banana slicer?
I don't know either.
I've never in my life heard of a banana slicer.
But if I'm going to mash potatoes, I need a potato masher. So what do I do about it?
Don't use a hand mixer.
Nah, I don't like them that way. They get too smooth. Anyway, I can't store it downstairs.
Well, that's it. Do you put the things that you use very rarely in another place so that, A, you don't get frustrated every time you open the drawer, you know?
Well, most of the times, I can't open the drawer because of the potato masher. The diameter of the potato masher is almost exactly the same size as the opening between the countertop and the drawer.
Yep.
And if a knife slides underneath it...
Yep.
Forget about it. I'm never going to get that drawer open. I have to call a locksmith to help me get my utensil drawer open.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
All right, I think I have utensil envy.
Apparently you do.
My utensil junk drawer is, I don't think I have enough junk in there.
Can I just
I'm looking
you guys,
at yours.
We're over here during the song, and JJ and I are analyzing every single utensil that's in Joanne's drawer.
And she's judging by the way.
She's going to get them and like, no, this is what it is, you see? There's one in there, JJ, that metal scoop, we thought it was a tea strainer.
Yeah.
Ends up being an ice cream scooper that looks like it's been shot with a BB gun.
Okay, it does. I just pulled it out.
It's pitted. That's what it is. It's not holes like a tea strainer. It's pitted.
I don't understand what happened to
that. Why don't you throw that out? You got a perfectly brand new one with the green handle in one of those things, in one of the baskets.
That's exactly right. You've got duplicate scoops. Do you do right, left? Do you do both two-handed scooping?
Are they left-handed?
All right, you've significantly shamed me. I will throw this out. I actually agree with you. It's kind of gross.
We're not shaming you.
No, feel free. Yeah, no, it's I don't know what's
I'm
going on.
I'm actually looking at stuff that I might want.
That's the scooper Adam used to scoop out pumpkin guts that he puked
on. Hold on a second. Wait a minute, though. I asked you what that little strip of metal was underneath the two organizers on the left-hand side you have in there. What is that silver metal strip?
Well, is that the tongs?
Yeah.
No, but in one of the compartments, you've got two sets of tongs.
Why do you need
two tongs?
You never need... You never know how many tongs you need.
I have probably five or six sets of thongs in my
thongs? Did you just say? Do you have thongs or tongs?
Well, I have thongs too, but you don't want to see that. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. You don't want it.
Okay, here's what I will say, though, about this. So I posted this picture today, truly thinking that I would be shamed and that people would be like, and I didn't care. People like, wow, you're a disaster. You guys, I would say out of the 109 comments I have so far on my Facebook page, and we put it on OMC's page too, I would say probably 106 of them say that mine looks just like theirs or theirs is worse than mine.
Oh, wow.
I'm feeling kind of better about things.
I'm looking through some of the other photos that people have posted in the comment section. Karen Meyer posted a picture of her drawer, and there's a contraption that I have literally never seen before. It looks like a cutter. It's got a handle.
What drawer are you looking in, Jason?
JJ, I don't know. This is what she posted, okay? It looks like it's a couple, like 5-6 inches wide. It's got like a zigzag grate on the end, and the handle, it looks like you... to make like weird cuts or something. I've never seen it before. It looks weird.
Maybe it's some sort of a pastry decorating thing.
Oh, that could be. That could be.
I'm going to be honest, though. Karen's drawer looks like those things are from about 1920. A lot of those things.
Shelley Glover doesn't have a drawer. She has three baskets on her counter. Just
see, baskets is a way to go.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Baskets are a good way to go, I think.
Okay. Anyway. I'm not going to muddy this up, but I am for just one quick second. You think that drawer's bad? You should see my mug drawer. And that's another thing in this decluttering article I read. They said, face it, everybody. You've got about 3 or 4 favorite mugs, and the rest of them you should be giving away to Goodwill or the Salvation Army because you probably never use them.
It's on our Facebook page if you want to add your photo or just take a look at what us idiots put up there already.
JJ and Joanne, 104.3 WOMC.
Since I'm not Mr. Nice Guy, I'm going to leave this one to you, Joanne.
Okay.
This is a story right up your alley.
Wow.
And by the way, there's
the
a little window into the world.
It.
So, No. I've known it all my life. all right, here's a little inside baseball for you. It's been a constant battle since we started the show back in March. Every day, Joanne comes up. Let's do good news today. I've got a good news story. It's a really heartwarming, touching story. Like, no, we're not doing good news. Give me
Sometimes
a bad news.
Sometimes I win, you guys.
Give me a bad news story, please. I don't want to do the... Give that crap to Mojo and who's the other guy? Jay Towers?
Come on. We all need a little good news in our world lately. And listen, this one is so great because... Moms everywhere, I think. Moms and dads can relate to this. So Brittany Reed is a mom. She's not having a good day. She's got 3 kids. They're cranky. She was going to cook at home. They're kind of whining. They're young. So what does she do? She goes to the McDonald's drive-thru, right? Mm-hmm. We've all been there. Kids love McDonald's. That'll make them happy. Okay, so what happens next, she actually explained. Let's let her explain what happened.
I tell the young man working the window, like, I totally forgot my purse at home. I'm so sorry. I got to cancel that entire order. And before I could say, I'll be right back, he was like, not a problem. He reaches out and grabs his wallet and just swipes his debit card. And I was like, what did you just do? I was like, no, I don't have anything with me. And he was like, no, it's fine, ma'am. I got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this kid is 16 years old, working at McDonald's. She apparently was near tears. Again, he gets out his own debit card, swipes. She's just incredulous. She goes home. She brings back the money to pay him the money. But then she decides, she puts something out on social media saying, look, I hope this gets to the parents of this young man. What an incredible young man. He helped me in this moment. And then she sends up a GoFundMe page. I just clicked on it. Do you know how much money she's raised for this young 16-year-old? $48,000.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
A $15 bill for, I don't know what it was, but and $48,000 for this kid.
That's insane.
I thought that was amazing. Isn't it great? Yeah.
Damn it. Why didn't I do that when I was working at Taco Bell?
Yeah, you're like, just move on.
Sorry,
move
lady.
On, ma'am.
Cancel.
Hey, Joanne, can I get you lunch today? You don't have to put it out on social media, but if you wanted to.
Right. Yeah, exactly. He's such a nice guy, that JJ.
JJ and Joanne Mornings, Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
I think this phenomenon started with Christmas lights. I'm not sure, but it's now moved on to Halloween. Remember, people would take Christmas music and they do the digital light shows on their houses. People would drive by, neighbors would go crazy, the cops would show up, and then it became accepted, and more people tried to one-up each other by doing these magnificent Christmas displays on their houses. Mannheim steamroller music blaring through the neighborhood, the lights flashing.
Laser shows.
Yes, yeah. Strobe lights and lasers, you're right, absolutely. Well, now it's become a thing for Halloween as well. That makes sense to me. So there's this guy out in California, and he does this for a living, does digital light shows, but he's transformed his house. He always does that, and then he asked people for donations for charity. That's the reason he does it.
Oh, nice.
This is the most magnificent one I have ever seen in my life. It's utterly fantastic.
Yes,
strobes and lasers and flashing lights and music.
And singing pumpkins. Everything's timed absolutely perfectly.
Yep. What a great choice for a Halloween song, too. Enter Sandman by Metallica. And there's a spooky lit-up pumpkin that it's actually singing the lyrics to Enter Sandman.
That's pretty sweet.
It really is.
It is great.
You want to see it? You can. It's on our website right now at WOMC.com. Moved it over to Facebook as well. And while you're there, please give us a like on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Detroit's greatest hits. JJ and Joanne. Mornings. 104.3 WOMC.
See, these are the things of my nightmares. I just looked at the video for the first time because I don't like torturing myself like that, so I read the story, but I held off on watching the video. I finally watched it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Like,
I would have... The cougar means nothing. I would have had a heart attack long before the cougar got its claws in me.
I would have left a trail because my pants would have been filled. Oh, my God.
This guy's 26 years old. His name is Kyle Burgess. He was on a 10-mile run Saturday up the Slate Canyon in Provo, Utah. And apparently while he's on his run, he saw four cougar cubs on the trail. Little baby cubs, so cute, harmless,
yes.
Right? Gets out his phone. You should know, though, if there's cubs around, mommy can't be far behind, right?
Nope, correct.
Mommy wasn't far behind. And for the next 6 minutes...
Off.
After mommy appeared, very mad, yes, he recorded, Kyle did, their encounter. Here's a little bit of it.
No! Go! No! Go away! Please go away!
Yeah.
I don't think cougars speak English.
What's up, dude? Dude, you're scary. No!
Jeez!
Okay, right there is where the cougar... like was kicking
lunged.
Up some like dirt and it lunged at him, JJ,
yes.
And it lunged with its arms open like it was trying to grab him. Here,
no,
right there,
no, no,
you can hear
it. Hear the cougar.
You're not
breathing.
Getting me, dude.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, not going back that way.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Oh, he said at one point, come on, dude, I don't feel like dying today. And then apparently he picked up a rock and hurled it at her.
Oh, my gosh.
Never never touched the guy, though.
Nope. Yeah,
for whatever reason, I don't know, maybe cougars just maybe wanted to scare him away, and they certainly did.
Anything for the likes, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Here's the rest of the story, however. Believe it or not, the exact same thing happened to the exact same guy the exact same day. We have the follow-up story to this next.
JJ and Joanne, Mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Okay, so let's say I'm the guy on the hiking trail in Utah, and I am able to somehow fend off an attacking, lunging cougar who wants to eat my lunch.
Yeah.
What do I do once I'm safe? I run home, change my pants,
and
crawl
pray.
Into bed, and pull the covers over my head. No. What does this knucklehead do? He goes right back out there and has yet another encounter.
Nope.
Hey, young stud. How'd you like to come hang out with an older woman?
No, go away!
Go away.
You can come on back to my place and I'll show you a real good time.
No.
Oh, come on, handsome. I won't bite.
No! Yeah, get away
from me. Oh, man. What's worse, the first cougar attack or the second cougar attack?
Stay connected 24-7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.